May these words of my mouth and this meditation of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Growing up, I remember the big parades that would march down Main Street in my hometown of Woonsocket. There'd be hundreds of people, young and old, lining the sidewalks to see who was marching by. Some would join the parade, march for a while, and then disappear into the crowd. One year, I was lucky enough to march in one of those parades. It is amazing how when you were actually part of the parade, all those people watching look like a blur. I remember my friend saying to me after, "I waved at you. Didn't you see me?" In today's gospel lesson, according to Luke, Jesus is walking with his disciples toward the small village of Nain. The crowd following is getting larger and larger. I can envision this huge amount of people following him and trying to listen to him and his teaching. People calling out to him, something like a parade. As Jesus and his followers continued on, they are met by a funeral procession coming towards them. At the front of the procession was a grieving mother, a widow, who with tears in her eyes was on her way to bury her only son. The woman did not speak, but Jesus sees the grieving woman. He could feel her pain and has compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He touched her son, and the young man sat up and began to speak. I wonder what that young man said. Do you? Did you know that the word compassion is found 41 times in the Bible? In each instant, Jesus is moved to help all people. Next week, at my ordination, God willing, the following will be read. Every Christian is called to follow Jesus Christ, serving God the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. God now calls you to a special ministry of servanthood in the name of Jesus Christ. You are to serve all people, particularly the poor, the weak, the sick, and the lonely. And I would add, with compassion. Compassion, as defined by Webster's dictionary, is a feeling of deep sympathy and sorrow for another who is stricken by misfortune, accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate that suffering. To me, compassion is a boy named Womerton. In 1988, the Diocese of Rhode Island was a companion diocese with Brazil. We partnered up with certain cities in the country, send much needed items, and some volunteered to travel and work there. There was much outcast in the city. There are huge, beautiful hotels with a few of the favelas. There was much contrast in the country. There were huge, beautiful hotels with a view of the favelas. These are one-room shacks with no running water, housing for many of the families there. One summer, I volunteered to do missionary work in a city called Recife. It is the capital city of the Brazilian state of Pernambuco and is home to well over 4 million people. It is a beach community with many hotels and restaurants. When I arrived, I was asked to work in the creche during the day and teach English at night. The creche was a daycare facility for about 30 children, located in Emmanuel Episcopal Church. The children we cared for ranged in ages between 9 months to 3 years old. I learned that this was a critical time in the lives of these children. If they could survive until the age of 3, there was a good chance they would make it to adulthood. The mothers would drop the children off in the morning by 7 and be back at 5. These women mostly worked in low-paying jobs as domestics in the city. Most of the children were malnourished, but to see these beautiful children and care for them during the day was so rewarding. During the course of the day, you would feed and bathe the children twice, play games, and of course, my favorite time, nap time. All of these children were truly beautiful, but there was one little boy named Wombleton. He was about 2 years old, never smiled or laughed, but stole my heart. Every day, his mom would drop him off, and I would be waiting. He was more than happy just to sit in the playpen during the day, looking around. He didn't walk very well, but we worked on it. During my time there, I had tours of the favelas, the slums, and met some of the families who lived there. The poverty was sometimes overpowering to me, but the locals took it in stride. We would pray, sing, and dance. Actually, the first sermon I ever preached was at the Episcopal Church there. Of course, it was in English, and they all spoke Portuguese, but I tell you, it was a great sermon. Fast forward 5 weeks. It was the end of my time there. My friend Wombleton was in his playpen behind me, and I was putting away supplies at the end of the day. I heard a sound like jumping, and I turned around. There was Wombleton with a huge smile on his face, raising his arms for me to pick him up. That's when it hit me. I could not solve world hunger or poverty, but now had trust from this small boy for whom I had shown compassion. We all have our own Wombletons in our life. The person at the grocery store who you let in front of you because they only have a few items. The person on the street corner is looking for help. And our dear friends up on Camp Street. As you all know, this is my last Sunday serving as your deacon intern. This year has been wonderful. We have gone through all the church seasons, and with each season, there was a true compassion for service in this neighborhood. You have collected food, toiletries, and school supplies. You have volunteered to work at the food pantry on Camp Street, and you have made friends and fans along the way. I am not sure which church I will be called to serve in after I am ordained, but you are all needed to continue on these ministries and expand them, because you are filled with the compassion of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.